This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue working our way through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 139 through 142, the days formed for me. Deliver me, O Lord, burning coals, set a guard, and attend to my cry. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Has enlightened us in the true faith. enlightened us in the true faith. Reading from Matthew 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or, if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our gospel reading today contains these words of our Lord. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, it will be opened to you. These are comforting words, to be sure, but they're not a blank check by any means. They are the promises of the Son who knows the Father's heart. Jesus teaches you to pray as children. He teaches you that your Father hears, really hears. He teaches you that your Father gives good gifts. Today, the church remembers Joanna, Mary, and Salome. They followed the Lord. They served him right up to the point of death. They watched where his body was laid. And then, after the Sabbath, they came with spices. They came to honor Jesus in his death. And on the way, they asked themselves, who will roll away the stone for us? Their hands, they could carry spices, but they could not move such a stone upon the grave of their beloved Lord. They sought Jesus. They knocked, as it were, at the sealed door of death, for he had died. That was plain, that was true. But when they arrived, the stone was already rolled away, and Christ was not there. He had risen. They asked for a way to serve the dead on that walk that morning. And instead, the Father gave them the very preaching of life. They sought the crucified one among the dead, and the Father gave them the very living Lord. You see, this is how the Father gives. Not according to your small thoughts, but according to his mercy in Christ Jesus. Still, we should not pretend that all of our asking in prayer is pure. We ask God to bless our will all of the time, and too few of times do we ask him to teach us his will. A pastor may be praying for a growing church and instead gets one that is not growing and even questionable if it will continue. A seminarian maybe prays for clarity as they study and they get another year of waiting, learning. The widow, maybe the widow prays for just one more mourning. Instead gets a funeral. And our flesh whispers, and Satan whispers, you asked for bread, and he handed you a stone. This is why Jesus says, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? He doesn't flatter us. He tells us the truth. If you who are evil, that is, of course, the law, and it's directed at each and every one of us. Even our prayers are touched by sin. Even our good works need forgiveness. Jesus reveals the Father's love, and Jesus reveals it by a cross, by a death, by a crucifixion. The greatest good gift is not ease. It's not ease of life. It's not success. It's not life without suffering. The greatest good gift is Jesus himself. The Father gives his Son for sinners. Sinners who ask wrongly, seek wrongly, and knock on all the wrong doors. Yet Jesus asked perfectly. Jesus sought the Father's will perfectly, and that led to Jesus dying for us. In Gethsemane, you might remember, the son asked his father, "Let this cup pass from me." The cup did not pass. Jesus drank it to the bottom. He was made sin who knew no sin. He received the stone that was rolled across the tomb so that we could receive the bread of life. He drank the cup of wrath so that we could drink the cup of salvation. But the Father raised him from the dead. That was the Father's answer, after all. The tomb, it was opened. Sin paid for. Death defeated. Satan losing his rule. And the heavens opened to us, the baptized. And yet Jesus does not leave these gifts just kind of floating around out there somewhere above us. He puts them where sinners may receive them. He puts them in word, in sacrament. He has told you where he will always be for you. Your feelings, they might change over the years, but his word does not. At the font, your Father has found you before you ever even considered looking for him. In holy baptism, he placed his name upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as those redeemed by Christ. There's no ambiguity there. It's very clear, very to the point. By water and the word, you were buried with Christ and you were raised with Christ. And when your sin accuses you, because it will, over and over, you will never outgrow it, you will never get past it, return to your baptism. See who you are. And then God says, you are his child. There, the open tomb, it's applied to you. In absolution, Christ opens his mouth through those called servants of the word, and you hear those words, "I forgive you all of your sins." That's not advice. It is the verdict of the very risen Lord. You ask for mercy. And mercy is given. You knock in confession, and Jesus opens with his word of peace. True peace. In a world that's lacking peace all around us. At the altar, he gives you still more. You do not need to climb up to heaven somehow to find him. He comes down to you. Under bread and wine, he gives you his true body and his true blood, the same body laid in the tomb, the same blood shed on a cross, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Here the Father does not give a stone. He gives the living bread from heaven. Here the Father does not give a serpent. He gives the very cup of salvation. Whatever you wish, we are told, whatever you wish that others would do for you, do also for them. And this is holy, and it's right. And at the same time, it exposes all of us. We want patience, but we're impatient people. We want forgiveness, but we still hold grudges. And so, all of this drives us to Jesus. For Jesus has done unto you what you did not do unto him. You gave him sin, he gave you righteousness. You gave him death, and he gave you life, everlasting life. You gave him a cross, and he gave you forgiveness. You are now free to love your brothers, your neighbors. Not in any way to earn heaven, not to make God your father. You see, Christ has already done that. It's already done. You love because you have been loved. You forgive because you have been forgiven. Baptized into Christ, absolved by his word, fed at his altar, you may bring every need of body and soul to your heavenly Father. And so ask, seek, knock, pray in boldness and in confidence, as dear children asking their dear Father. He hears you for Jesus' sake. He gives you what is good. Mary and Salome, they did not open that tomb by their own devotion. No, when they got there, they received good news. Christ is risen. The tomb is open. Death is undone. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Guide our feet into the way of peace.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Mighty God, your crucified and buried Son did not remain in the tomb for long. Give us joy in the task set before us, that we might carry out faithful acts of service as did Joanna, Mary, and Salome, offering to you the sweet perfume of our grateful hearts, so that we too may see the glory of your resurrection and proclaim the good news with unrestrained eagerness and fervor worked in us, through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty, bless and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.